Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'm talking with Grand Junction psychedelic rock and blues band Peach Street Revival. The band is made up of frontwoman Gonzalez, Cooper Bradley Scholl on guitar, Jordan Will on bass, and Sophia Benham on drums. We are Zooming so that we can all see each other. Thank you all for taking the time to talk with KVNF.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We have so much to talk about, including some of your brand new music and an EP that you're about to put out. But first, I want our listeners to get a taste of your music. Why don't we jump into your first song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more.
Sounds good.
Here is Beautiful Mind by Peach Street Revival. That was Beautiful Mind, a song by Grand Junction-based rock band Peach Street Revival. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm your host, Corey Stanton, and I'm joined via Zoom by all four members of Peach Street Revival. Where are you all from, and how did you all come together for this band?
This is Gonzalez. Yeah, I'm a Colorado native. I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles and then moved back about 4 years ago and just started exploring the music community here in Grand Junction and started to meet some of the musicians. My first band was with Jordan, and then we met Cooper. He was amazing on guitar. And then we found Sophia, who was a friend of Cooper's and has been amazing on drums.
Cool. Well, talk to me about your song, London Calling.
This is Jordan. This was our first single we've ever recorded as Peach Street Revival. We recorded it here in Grand Junction, and it's kind of the catalyst that got us to where we are with our writing today.
Awesome. Let's take a listen to London Calling by Peach Street Revival. That was London Calling by Grand Junction-based rock band Peach Street Revival. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Peach Street Revival via Zoom. Peach Street Revival played last year's Cherry Days in Paonia, and of course, we're all missing live music right now, but I saw that you all just played a show about a month ago at Mesa Theater in Grand Junction. And I think I read somewhere that the venue was able to apply and was granted a special variance to hold the show. What was it like performing live for the first time? And I'm guessing several months. And how did you feel playing for a live audience?
This is Sophia. It was definitely a blessing to be able to play in front of a live audience again. It was at limited capacity, so obviously there wasn't as many people in the venue as maybe there would have been before this all happened. Everyone was still super energetic, and everyone was very conscious and aware of being, you know, distant. There wasn't, you know, any hugging and shaking hands and stuff like that that we kind of missed, but it was great being able to experience that with some live audience.
Sounds like you all felt pretty good about playing. Do you have anything lined up for the rest of 2020, 2021?
This is Cooper. We're really excited. We're looking forward to playing Las Colonias in September, opening up for Casey and the Sunshine Band. And I think it's been rescheduled twice now, so we're hoping that it's going to follow through and we're going to be able to play that because we're really been looking forward to that.
Cool. Well, you're releasing a new EP this summer. It's called Cinco. Talk to me about this new album.
We recorded Cinco in Denver at The Keep Recording. This is Jordan. Really amazing experience, start to finish. I feel allowed to express our creativity to the fullest extent.
This is Gonzalez. With the title Cinco, it is a 5-song EP. That's why we titled it that. And we were actually really excited to release this April 25th. And everything kind of, you know, came down the line as far as venues closing and live music coming to a halt. So we had to rethink the release, and we decided to, instead of releasing the EP all at once, we're releasing each song one at a time, accompanied with a music video from the band.
Cool. We're going to get to hear a couple of those songs on this program, which I'm so excited to be able to share with our KVNF listeners. Talk to me about your song called King.
Yeah, this is Sophia. King is really a song about kind of like rising up, which we thought really just applied to the situation that's here. Despite the circumstances, like good will triumph over the bad. You put in the work and you'll rise up. So we chose to release that first with the video that showed that power of the good rising up, just to kind of reflect what's been going on.
And Gonzalez on harmonica wailing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting fact about that music video. The two men who were our actors, the gentleman with the pickaxe, that was my dad. He lives in Palisade. And then the gentleman giving the speech and the American flag, that was Sophia's grandfather.
Oh. Well, props to those gentlemen. They did a great job. And I loved the opening scene where you can see Mount Garfield in the background. And I knew immediately where the video was shot. So when I watched your video for King on your YouTube channel, I noticed the hashtag protest song. And so talk to me about how you're using your music to share your messaging and why that's important to you.
Well, this is Gonzalez. We noticed that, you know, a lot of artists during this time are using their art to, you know, to say a good thing and to kind of stand for goodness. And we noticed that hashtag was being used by other artists. And we just kind of wanted to get in that circle of artists that are using their music, their paintings, their murals for protest, you know, against things that are happening in our country right now.
Yeah. Is this your first protest song?
I don't think so. And we'd really never designed, we wrote this song, a year ago?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we wrote this song quite a while ago and performed it and got really comfortable with it before we went to record it. And it just happened to be our, you know, first song out that really applied to what's going on right now. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that wasn't our goal to do, but it's something that just kind of fell in line with the timing of now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems also very timeless. Let's take a listen to King by Peach Street Revival. We'll be right back. That was a song called King by Peach Street Revival. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I'm talking with Gonzalez, Cooper, Jordan, and Sophia, who make up Peach Street Revival. Have you been writing at all during this time?
This is Cooper here. We've definitely been staying busy, you know, with us not being able to perform as much, you know, especially as in the last year. We've had a lot more time on our hands as far as being able to kind of polish up some material as well as, you know, work on some new stuff. And so we definitely have some pretty awesome new songs in the works right now. And we also have some cover ideas going on, too. So we're trying to kind of keep the set list new and fun for the audience, and for when we get to actually go back and, you know, celebrate on stage again, we have some new fun tunes for them to listen to.
I keep looking for silver linings in all of this, and I'm so excited to see what our musicians come up with. So I'm very excited to see and hear what Peach Street Revival releases after COVID. KVNF recently aired your brand new single called Rally Roll, and I'm kind of obsessed with this track. I also feel like right now I am personally in serious need of some rock and roll to help kind of navigate through these strange times. When did you write Rally Roll, and what is the inspiration behind this new song?
This is Sophia. I think we wrote Rally Roll probably close to 6 months ago. It's really geared more towards, we want to perform this at Sturgis. So, you know, Harley riders, bike riders, people just getting on the road and going. It's really a carefree message, so empowerment.
This is Gonzalez. We're actually at this time shooting the music video for Rally Roll, and I'm just gonna put it out there. Cooper's gonna be riding a Harley and we're gonna film it. So he's our freedom rider. So yeah, we're just beginning to shoot that and plan to officially release Rally Roll with the music video mid-August.
I have that chorus in my head over and over in a really good way. So thank you for writing this rock and roll song.
Thank you.
Share with me some of your inspirations. I mean, just based on your music, I could name a few. Led Zeppelin, for sure. Who are some of the other influences that we might not suspect as listeners?
Jefferson Airplane. Really anyone who has a strong female lead. So we've sprinkled a little Heart in there as well.
This is Gonzalez. I think of as a singer, some of my records that I go back to would be like Natalie Cole, Aretha Franklin, people with big voices. Those records kind of taught me how to sing. So I find myself going back to those, you know, jazz records, actually, like Nina Simone, even gospel.
Mm-hmm. And Sophia, I read that you've been playing drums since you were 8 years old.
Yeah. So my dad was actually involved in bands ever since I can remember. And so at a young age, I had the opportunity to, you know, mess around with his instruments that he's collected, took some lessons from some of his previous band members. And then after that, I started taking private lessons and doing it all through school. So it's just basically been a part of my family for a while.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool to see a woman behind the drums.
Thank you.
And then Cooper, I read that you were like the youngest person at CMU ever, or something like that.
It was actually Mesa State College at that point, yeah. But yeah, they did an article on me. I think the other person at the time, there was the oldest and the youngest person at the same time that semester. And so I did an article. I think I was 16 at the time. It was really good, you know, got school out of the way early and got to kind of get focused on music and, you know, get a head start on that.
And Jordan, what got you into music? What was like the moment where you're like, I want to do this?
Well, my parents believed in getting me started young. I will admit that when I was 5 years old and being forced to take piano lessons is not something I was like really interested in at the time. But I stuck with it is the thing. And then fast forward a couple years, I got started on the strings because my dad actually played guitar a little bit. And then, you know, middle school rolled around and I started doing woodwind instruments, but just had an insatiable desire to play things that were way out of my league. So I ended up playing the baritone saxophone, drums, and then that's kind of when I picked up bass too full time about when I was 15. And just because it's not something, like you said, that you see a lot of women doing. And I wanted to do that.
Awesome. And Gonzalez, what about you? You talked a little bit about some of your influences. When did you discover your voice?
I discovered it pretty young. My family as well was musical. My mom is actually a woman bass player, and my uncles had bands. And I remember going to their rehearsal one day. It was like in this, we had a very small town, and it was like a basement. I was like, "Uncle, I want to go to rehearsal." And they had a female singer there, and I had no idea, and it just blew my mind. And I think, you know, like Jordan, you just have that epiphany, that moment of like, yes, that's what I want to do. From there, I spent a lot of time with my mom's vinyl record collection. Then, you know, started singing in choirs at school. And then when I got out of school, I really wanted to develop like the strength of my voice. So I started singing in a lot of gospel choirs, and then just kind of, you know, branched off from there, recording and all that fun stuff.
Awesome. Cooper, how do you feel about being in a band with these amazing women?
I feel super blessed to be playing with such talented people. It's been a really fun time playing with them, and I'm anxious to see the music we're going to be able to write in the future.
Well, great. Thank you all so much for taking time to talk with me and KVNF, and we're so excited to air your new music and keep us posted. Tell us where our listeners can find your music and stay up to date with releases and upcoming tour dates.
You can find all of that information at peachstreetrevival.com. You'll see links to our live YouTube videos. You'll see our Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music. You can find us everywhere.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much.
Thank you, Corey.
You've been listening to Talk and Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more talk and music programs and for a direct link to Peach Street Revival's music. We'll go out on one last song. Here is Rally Roll by Peach Street Revival. Thank you for listening.